Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. We've been studying the topic of Bible faith this week, an important topic because we know from the scriptures that it is impossible to please God without faith, as we see in Hebrews 11:6. God so wants us to be people who live and walk by faith because it is His goal to have us be the type of people that can see the invisible and believe the impossible and do the incredible, all through faith in His goodness, His word, and His faithfulness to keep His promises. Are you a Bible faith person, a person that believes the word of God? You're unmoved by what you see, and instead you only walk by faith and believe what God's word has said? That's the kind of Christian that God is trying to grow us all up into being. Today I want to share with you the purpose of faith. The reason that God gives each person a measure of faith, as we see in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, that every single person has been given a measure of faith. Even the unbeliever has been given a measure of faith so that he can believe the word of God that says that if he calls on the name of the Lord, he can be saved. So we've each been given a measure of faith in that sense. And in order for our faith to grow, we must hear and hear and hear the word of God. We know from the scriptures that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, or by hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God, but also by stepping out by faith or exercising our faith by taking steps of faith in our life. This is required to ever see the word of God come to pass in your own life. What is the purpose of faith? One great purpose that God gave the ability to believe Him and trust in Him and His word is so that we could be the type of people who could believe for the impossible thing to come to pass in our own lifetimes, to believe for the incredible thing to be accomplished by each and every one of us. God wants you to be that kind of a Christian, but that comes by having vision or getting a word from God, a vision for your own life, a vision that God wants to see come to pass, and He wants to use you. In Habakkuk chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, we see these words: write the vision and make it plain on tablets, that he may run who reads it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it will speak and it will not lie. Though it tarries, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. God is telling us in this word that when you get a vision from God, it's important, first of all, to write it down so that you don't lose it or forget it. God wants, if He's given you a dream in your heart, has given you an idea that is burning in your spirit, and you know this is something God wants you to do, and yet you have no idea how to make it come to pass, that's a vision from God. You need to write that down and begin to pray over it and believe that God is able to show you the invisible, help you to believe for the impossible, and help you to do the incredible by faith. Also, it said that even if the vision tarries, meaning even if there's a long period of time between the time that God gives you a vision and the time that you see the vision come to pass or manifested in your life, it says wait for it. Wait for it. Though it tarries, wait for it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. And this is an important principle for us as Christians to walk by faith, that God is able to bring to pass things that seem impossible and very much desires to do so in your personal life. Whether it's the promise of healing, the promise of a prodigal child coming home, the promise of your financial situation being reversed, or the promise of seeing a lifelong dream that God's given you come to pass and come to reality, God wants to do every one of those things, but He requires of us that we trust God with all of our heart to see it come to pass and that we do not doubt Him. So, first of all, if you have a vision or a dream from God, you need to treasure that in your heart. Don't doubt it. Never speak against it. Write it down. Pray over it. Ask God for wisdom about it. What is the first step I am to take, Lord? That is a very important prayer, because it will not just fall upon you. It will not just be dropped into your lap. Vision or dreams from God for the future, God puts the requirement upon us that we seek Him diligently. And He said He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. But seek Him diligently for wisdom, for steps to take, how to proceed, and trust Him every step of the way, even if you have absolutely no resources that in your own hand to see it come to pass. Whether you have no money, no ability, or no understanding of what it will require to have it come to pass, God is still able to do it. I think often of Pat Robertson, who's a great example of this very thing. He was given an idea from God, a dream from God, to purchase a television station in the Tidewater, Virginia area in the 1950s. And he had no background in television. He didn't know anything about television, but it was an idea from God to start a Christian television station. And he didn't so much as have $100 in his pocket when he, by faith, moved to that area and approached and began to negotiate for the purchase of a station that was up for sale. He made those steps of faith without any resources in his hand, without any ability or training in that arena of television, and yet he knew he had heard from God, he had a vision from God, and God was with him every step of the way, but he had to take steps of faith. No one was going to drop a television station into his life where he was sitting in another area. Instead, he had to move, he had to approach the people, he had to begin to negotiate, though he had no money to actually make a purchase, and yet God met him along the way. And the end of the story is so phenomenal, because that little tiny station eventually, over time and with great diligence and great prayer and great effort and all the obedience required on his part, eventually became the Christian Broadcasting Network, and then of course his very famous Christian television show, The 700 Club, still going strong and very popular program. But none of that would have come to pass had he not received the vision, written it down, prayed over it, believed God, and begun to make steps of faith. What steps of faith do you need to take today that will put you on the path to receive what God has for you? Over 5 years ago, the Lord gave my husband and I the directive to move 700 miles to Southern California and start a church called Safe Harbor Church. We had never started a church before. We didn't have any money to do that. We didn't have any people to invite to the church, and we had no way of making a church begin. We didn't even know how that would happen. But by faith, we did the first thing that we could do, and that was move. That required faith in itself, quitting jobs, moving to an area, a different area altogether, much more expensive area, and began to pray and do exactly what God said along the step of the way. 5 years later, the church is thriving and God has blessed it, but it was only a dream and a vision in our heart those years before. You have to take steps of faith toward the vision God has put in your heart. God will help you and God will direct you, and it's vital that you seek His direction and you do not just take the vision and run with it in the sense of run off on your own and try to make it come to pass. That is not faith, and that certainly is not wisdom. Faith believes God's words. Faith believes in trusting God to bring things to pass, and believes and obeys His word every step of the way. You know, Joseph is a great example to us out of the Old Testament. He had a dream and a word from God that the Israelites, who were at that time living in Egypt and had prospered greatly there, Joseph was the the prime minister of Egypt, and he brought his family there, and they had grown tremendously and prospered in Egypt. But he had a dream from the Lord, or a vision from God, that eventually the Israelites would all move back and be able to eventually totally occupy the promised land of Israel that God had given him. In his step of faith, so much so did he believe that word from the Lord, even though it didn't look like it was going to happen anytime soon, he gave instructions concerning his bones when he died. He died at 110 years old, and not long before he died, he told his family to prepare his body and to hang on to it, so that when they did return to Israel, to the land of Israel, that he could go back with them. And so they did. They embalmed his body, and when that day came and they all left Egypt, they took Joseph's bones with them. And that was because the man had vision, he could hear from God, and he made provision or plans to have it come to pass. There may be things in your life you need to plan for God to be able to bring to pass the vision. And instead, you've just been thinking about it, wondering how it will ever happen, instead of taking steps of faith that you need to do as if it was going to come to pass. If you believe it, then take steps like Joseph did to prepare as if you honestly believe it will happen. God will give you specifically ideas, but follow them, even if it looks crazy to the whole world. Prepare as if you believe God's word will come to pass for you. God wants you to be the kind of person that sees the invisible and believes for the impossible and then does the incredible all by faith. That's all the time we have for today. If you're interested in further study on this subject, I have a 6-tape series called The Just Shall Live by Faith that we'll be happy to send to you for any donation of $30 or more to Hidden with Christ Ministries this month. Just write to us at the address that'll be mentioned in just a moment. God bless you. Walk by faith and have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.